Chapter 19. Bryce Kane was waiting on the front porch after he'd buzzed Jesse in through the front gate. He was wearing running shorts. Jesse knew he was a runner. Half marathons, Lily had told him once, same as she used to run. No wonder he always looked as if he needed a hot meal.
"You ever call before you just show up?" Bryce said.
"I called your mom's cell," Jesse said. "No answer."
"She doesn't always have it with her," Bryce said. "She's funny that way."
"So she's not here?"
"She's not, and I'm leaving. I just came over to look in on my father."
"How's he doing?"
"She pushes his chair over to the window, and he looks out at the water.
Or maybe infinity. He doesn't talk much, at least not to me." Jesse thought, "I wouldn't either if I didn't have to."
"Mostly," Bryce said, "he just sits there while she holds his hand."
"Your mom?"
"Karina, his nurse, or caretaker, whatever."
"She up there with him now?" Jesse said. Bryce had given no indication that he was going to invite Jesse inside. His phone was in his hand like a security blanket. Jesse imagined he'd burst into tears if he reached over and took it away from him.
"The only time she leaves his side is when she sleeps," Bryce said. "She's got a room down the hall."
"Is she a citizen?" Jesse said. He was thinking about Luis Andujar.
"Did you come over here to ask me about Karina?" Bryce said. Jesse didn't want to be talking to him about any of this. Bryce was one of those people who made you wonder who they thought were assholes.
But Lily wasn't here.
He was. Jesse had questions.
The guy who got killed said he was hoping his trip over here really was a trip to paradise, Jesse said.
Any idea what that would have meant?
From a dead drunk I never met, Bryce said. His shirt today was the color of Molly's roses and had a whale on the front.
Ex-drunk, Jesse said.
Whatever, Bryce Kane said.
I was going to ask your mother this, but I'll ask you, Jesse said. Is there any possible connection you can think of between this guy and your family?
None, he said.
Any possible connection between your family and the horse business in South Florida?
He could hear Bryce Kane's phone buzzing.
Bryce turned his palm up so he could see the screen and quickly glanced down at it. He was absolutely the type. One of those who thought a missed call or text or email might alter the order of the universe. Betty never leaves the house without his phone.
I think my father might have owned horses at one time, Bryce said, back in the day, and used to like to bet them at Hialeah, but I don't think he's done either for years.
Paul, the guy who died, worked as a groom in Wellington, Jesse said. It's close to Palm Beach, and I know your father spent more and more time down there.
Wait, you think that might be a connection between my dad and this Hutton guy? Bryce said.
I'm not sure what I think, Jesse said. I'm just looking to figure out why a cab dropped him off here the night he died.
Look somewhere else, he said, and stop bothering my mother.
I wasn't aware I was bothering anybody. She's too polite to tell you to fuck off, Bryce said.
Jesse grinned. He couldn't help himself.
Actually, he said, she's not.
We went over this before, Bryce said. My father's dying. We don't need any other distractions around here right now.
The phone buzzed again. Bryce looked at it again.
Are we done here? He said to Jesse.
Just one more thing.
Bryce blew out some air.
Go ahead, he said.
The last time I was here, you said, I forget sometimes that I work for you, Jesse said. He casually took a step closer to Bryce, smiling. You weren't talking about yourself, were you?
Bryce opened his mouth, then closed it before turning and walking into the house. Jesse walked down the front steps to where he'd parked the car, still smiling, wondering how Bryce Kane knew Paul Hutton's last name.